Rav Yonasan ben Amram says, I don't know Mikra, I don't know Mishnah, I don't know anything. So Rebbe says, what should I do? I mean, there's a big sign. I can't give you anything. So he told him, Parneseni, he said, please be mefarnes me, kekelev uka'irev, like a dog and a raven. So I'm sorry for right here on this Gemara, Bava Basra Daf Ches. And it's the Yeser Harchava in Teres Moshe, in Parshas Mishpatim, and it cross-references to several Joshes, and it seems like this was something that was Margala Bepu made the HaChassam Sofer. He used to say, what was this mashal that Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram says, Parneseni Kikelev Uka'irev? So he says, Rebbe's policy was that if you want me to be Mefarnes you, you have to be Talmud Chacham. You have to have a Shaychus to Torah. But Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram understood that it's Yitachin that you don't have to literally learn, but as long as you have some connection to Torah, you're playing some role in Harbatas HaTorah, in Limud HaTorah, that in and of itself would be enough for you to qualify to be able to take money from Rebbe. So the Chassam Sofer said like this, that really, in order for Torah to thrive, you need Loim Dei Torah, obviously. But in addition to Loim Dei Torah, you also have to have Machzikei Torah. And if someone's Machzik Torah, he has a shaychus to the Or Torah that's mechayeyo. But Chassam Sofer said there's another way to have a shaychus to Torah. It's a much lower level, but there's another way. And that is nishtzeshatin. And to allow people that are learning Torah to learn Torah. And to allow people that want to be mefarnes Torah to be mefarnes Torah. Not everyone's zoicha to learn Torah, and maybe not everyone's zoicha even to be machzik Torah. Or bechotchik shatnish. Let the people that want to learn Torah learn Torah. See, he said as follows. He said, we know that in Sefer Melachim, the Pasuk says that Eliyahu Navi was running away from Achav and he was in a place where he had no access to food. And every day an oirev, a raven would come and the raven would bring him food. The oirev was machzik talmidei chachamim. He says the kelev, we know when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, lo yechretz kelev l'shoinu. The dogs were there and they didn't bark. They didn't yell. They didn't scream. That's why the Kelev Tashlichanoi said. That's why we reward the Kelev Adayim Azeh. So Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram said, you want to know if I learn? Ich lernish. Ob parneseini ke Kelev uka'irev. Al kaponim amachzik Torah. And if that's not enough, I'm like the Kelev. Ich shatnish. And that in and of itself gives me a shaykhus to Torah. And for that itself, I should have a schuch. Just like the Kelev, the Chassam Sofer says, was rewarded for nishatin, in nishterin. The Kelev Tashlichanoi, that's what he says in a Parsha Mishpatim. That like kelev tashlich and say why? Because like yachetz kelev l'shoni, you get a reward for not getting in the way. Also, and he said al kapodim. That's part of saying you can kelev b'koyim. You can appreciate the times and the context and why the Chassam Sofer would have repeated this verse many, many times. You're not holding by getting involved and jumping on the train and being on the bandwagon, but chachik shatnish. Let the chevra that are doing good things do what they need to do. Mamish dvarim deflam veruyin advarim levisha amen.